Very happy to be here back in California after my very long journey from South Africa, actually something like a 26-hour flight. So my eyes are not really all the way open, but I am awake and alert nonetheless. And we've got an exciting show for you tonight, if all things go as planned. We've got Dr. John Waterman, who will be with me for the 2 hours, and then we've got Benjamin Fulford, who is going to be calling, we'll be calling him. He is in Japan. He is in Tokyo. He is a former columnist for Forbes magazine, and many people will know Benjamin Fulford. We interviewed him as part of Project Camelot, and he's been on Rents numerous times, as well as other radio stations. And he's also done a what we call the Camelot Roundtable online conference events. He did one of the ones in the summer. It was called 2012 and Beyond. So he's, many people may not realize it, but he is part of that lineup as well. So anyway, it should be very exciting to talk with him, to get his take. If you go to my blog, you can see that I have got a link to what he calls the White Knights report, and that's not to be confused with the White Hat report, which is also another report which I often put on my blog and is a sort of a timely report that people should be paying attention to. But Benjamin is a very exceptional individual and has a lot of inside contacts within not only the Japanese government, but let me see, the secret societies, I guess you might say. And so it would be interesting to get his take on everything. If you want to get a sort of a leg up on that, you can look at the White Knights report, and that link is on my blog for those of you who are listening. On top of all of that, I want to say that the Megalithomania Conference is, you can stream it after the fact. It is now available for a lower price, and that should be great because the speakers there were exceptional, and the information is really fantastic as far as getting information about the roots of the human race and the evidence left here on our planet. These people are explorers. They are researchers. They go to the places and investigate, and they've got a terrific amount of information. And then they cross-correlate it with other information and give you a bigger picture. One of the speakers there, the keynote speaker was Graham Hancock, and many people will be aware of my not so long ago interview with him. And that interview has really done very well. People are very excited by that interview. So if you haven't heard it, I do encourage you to watch the Graham Hancock interview on Project Camelot on my website, Project Camelot Productions. And either way, you can get it both places. So we'll be right back.
Now you and your family and friends can enjoy the cleanest, most delicious, and healthy drinking water anytime, even while traveling, camping, at sporting events, or in emergency situations. The Berkeleyite removes bacteria, cysts, parasites, and harmful chemicals to below detectable levels. It also reduces nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury, while leaving in the beneficial and nutritional minerals your body needs. Berkeleyite is so powerful, it can even purify raw, untreated water from remote lakes and streams. And the optional PF2 filters even remove fluoride. The Berkeleyite LED, with its rechargeable lighting system, can be used as a nightlight or a camp light. To view or purchase your Berkey water system and replacement filters, please visit American Freedom Radio's website at AmericanFreedomRadio.com and click the Berkey banner. Once again, that's AmericanFreedomRadio.com and click the Berkey water banner. Not yet available in Iowa.
The First Amendment in the Bill of Rights limits the government's power by ensuring freedom of speech and preserves the rights of the people. Every day that passes, our rights gradually slip away. It's time to take a stand and let the government know that we are tired of losing our rights. LibertyStickers.com will allow you to express your rights and allow millions of people to see you stand up for what you believe in. LibertyStickers.com carries the largest selection of bumper stickers online, ranging from political to humorous. As always, you can find your favorite stickers that protest the war and the president. Don't see what you're looking for? Liberty Stickers will custom make stickers that will get your message across for all Americans to see. Go to LibertyStickers.com and see pre-made stickers that will get everyone talking. That's LibertyStickers.com or call 877-873-9626. Liberty Stickers, the world's most dangerous stickers.
What makes AMSOIL motorcycle oils so good? Customers say they can actually feel the heat reduction. Shifting becomes smooth and clutches last longer. Throttle response improves, while more power goes to the wheels. AMSOIL Advanced Motorcycle Oils last twice the manufacturer's interval and are guaranteed. When you order through AmericanFreedomRadio.com, 100% of the proceeds go to the network. Try this. Click on the AMSOIL link, look up the motorcycle oils, then download the motorcycle oil white paper to see how the competition compares. AMSOIL synthetic lubricants and filters are the most advanced products on the market today. American Freedom Radio wants you to experience how AMSOIL saves you money on fuel, saves you time on maintenance, and extends the life of your bike. But performance is what keeps customers coming back. Dare to compare. Enter AMSOIL's site by clicking the banner at AmericanFreedomRadio.com.
Yo, what's up? Check this out.
The voice of the revolution. American Freedom Radio. American Freedom Radio.
Dark, funny, and mind-bending news. PSYOP Radio with Mac White and Smiles Lewis. Sundays at 7 to 9 p.m. Central. Only on American Freedom Radio.
Project Camelot Whistleblower Radio, and as I said, very happy to be back in the U.S. of A. Although I love being in South Africa, and I've got Dr. John Waterman here with me now. Dr. Waterman, you want to say hello?
Hello.
Hi.
Okay. But
glad,
we were.
I'm glad. Yeah, that was quick, wasn't it?
Yeah, but go ahead.
I was just going to say, I'm glad you're back. I'm not sure you're glad you're over on that side of the continent, but hey, it's good you got back safe.
Well, thank you very much. I did opt out of TSA, you know, the mega scanner thing, that worked out fine, actually. I think because the thing wasn't really hooked up properly or something. They were having some trouble. I don't know, but. Yeah, so that whole ball game is still not completely installed everywhere, whatever. And it was interesting because there were less people traveling around this time the last couple of weeks that I was traveling. Usually, you know, in the past it's been quite mobbed, and I don't know if that's sign of the times or what's going on, but I actually had.
Well, they're all flying into Denver to get underground, you know.
Yeah, well, you know, but when I left, this had not happened yet, okay? And I did have a sort of premonition that there might be a major event while I was in South Africa. It just seemed to be the way things were going, and sure enough. So I think that what we were talking about right before we went on the air, you were saying you really admired the Japanese people. I think we should pick up on that.
Well, I'm not talking about the corrupt government, if you know, which probably exists in every nation on this planet, some form of corruption. But the people of Japan are uniquely demonstrating to the world integrity, not just their, you know, ability to hang in there, be calm as they can be, but their integrity. I mean, we're not seeing mass exposure either in alternative or mainstream media, which is becoming less mainstream, of, you know, riots or looting. And, I mean, in Katrina, we had videos of law enforcement going in and looting the big box stores. So none of that's happening over there. I mean, we're talking
their law enforcement. Their law enforcement is not guilty of inciting to riot, as our.
Well, yeah, it's true. I think the law enforcement in Katrina, you know, they were beyond the normal agenda to help people. It was mismanaged, ill-managed, deliberately mismanaged, all those things. And what we're seeing in Japan, let me give you an idea. I saw a video of a older lady that had gloves and coat on and a little hat, and obviously they didn't show it, but they must have been looking at some people that had died that they were related to or passed away. Next to her was a man with a helmet and a uniform on, obviously more than likely a Japanese defense or military person. He had gloves on, but he didn't have a coat. And she stood there and she folded her hands like she was going to pray, put them up to her lips, and she bowed very quietly. And as she did that, then immediately he folded his hands and he bowed his head. I mean, this is enormous respect that's being presented to the world as they deal with this problem.
Well, yes. I mean, the Japanese people are known for their incredible sort of decorum, I think you might say, and also their sense of etiquette and formality under all circumstances, but they're also a lovely people. But what I would say is that under these circumstances, and we were just sort of outlining it off the air, but the obvious, which is an earthquake larger than almost any other that we have, at least in a major, you know, area, and then we have a tsunami that's perhaps larger than any other, although I don't know, you know, how it sort of goes against the Indonesian one. And then the radiation issue, which is escalating as we speak. Now, in that area, I believe there is some obfuscation happening. Now, whether it's the Japanese government or it's the owners, I heard something today on KPFK that was talking about the companies that have built the reactors and so on and so forth, and that there was a very large push towards secrecy, even in the past events. And the nuclear industry is a huge problem, obviously. With coming Earth changes, this is a no-brainer. Are you there?
Oh, I'm there. I thought you cut out. I'm sorry.
Yeah, no. I'm just saying, I had just said, you know, about the nuclear industry, because, you know, with coming Earth changes, what I'm hearing is that these people with nuclear plants have made no provisions for Earth changes, in essence. And this is actually, you know, it's just jarring to me to hear, because it seems so obvious.
Well, we can compare it. We can compare it to the disaster in the Gulf. I mean, it's regulated by the government, but it's run by a bunch of huge corporations. You know, what it was 5 years ago, this reactor had trouble. The people that were managing it covered it up about a year later. They find out they were covering up problems, and they weren't reporting it correctly or hiding it. And so they all resigned. Now, over in Japan, I don't know if they were Japanese, but the management team resigned. And, you know, over there, resignation under disgrace, that's a pretty heavy burden to bear in that culture. And right now, I would not trust them. We have two huge hurdles to get any truth out. First, the corporation is probably rapidly trying to find a scapegoat to not be liable, and so they're going to delay as long as possible. If you could get any truth out of that, then it goes to the regulatory commissions and these organizations within the government, and then you've got to wonder if they're going to be able to give you the true info. So we have those are just two huge problems, and everybody's not going to be honest because they don't want the finger pointed at them. That's just the way these creatures run, and so you know it's all bottom line, and it doesn't make any difference. You know, this is kind of grows or is in the slap in the face to the actual Oriental mentality of a long term win win situation, and so. But in my opinion, If the bankers weren't, well, let me back up and say it this way. If the power elite weren't doing this deliberately, they're certainly going to take an opportunity in the world situation of central banks to benefit from this event or these three big events. And so we could probably get into that pretty soon if you want.
Yes. Okay. We're going to try to bring Benjamin Fulford in with us just shortly here, and hopefully this will work. If not through Skype, then we're going to have to try his landline. But he is apparently standing by in Japan, so hopefully this will work. But yes, you're absolutely right. I do want to announce that for people that are listening, you should be going to my homepage of projectcamelot.org or projectcamelotproductions.com, and there you will see a link to the live chat, which is also going on simultaneous to the radio show, so that people can chat about what we're saying here, and also even if you have questions, you can type them into the chat, and we can pick them up there, and then eventually we will take questions not only of Dr. Waterman but of Benjamin Fulford if we get a chance to bring him on, and if all things logistically can work out here. So I just wanted to say that right up front here. So I hope we are trying, from what I understand, our engineers are trying to get Benjamin Fulford on the line. He is certainly in a position to know quite a few inside things about what's going on there in Japan. I do understand some people are now trying to get out of the country, basically, and I have to say I don't blame them. But I think you're absolutely right in terms of the sort of the line of responsibility and or blame game. You know, that's always an issue. And companies worldwide are notorious for avoiding an avoidance in this area, and that's something that needs to change in a sort of cross paradigm way around the world. And I think that people are beginning to realize, because the repercussions of these meltdowns again can have worldwide effect. I'm not a doom and gloomer necessarily, but one could imagine a scenario in which that situation could become so dire that it could actually affect the entire world, and in fact say it has already, and that it could even change the course of human history. Even whether or not humanity would survive into the next decade.
Yeah, I believe you're right. I think that this anatomy of this disaster bears actual comparison to Chernobyl more and more. And when you break down the anatomy of it, you know, as I understand it, Chernobyl was just one fuel rod, one core issue. And when they spin these, whenever they get a fuel core, a new one isn't as toxic as after it's spent. And so this heater goes in, they take out the old one, they drop these old cores down in this swimming pool in a vertical position, all next to each other, until they cool off. And it takes 5 years to cool off before they can get those out and dispose of them. But they just move them over to this pool, and they keep it cool for 5 years. Now, that's a long time. And if we have thousands of these compromised compared to just one at Chernobyl, we're looking at a massive possibility here of it just overwhelming, and this could become a global issue. Now, there's all kinds of talk now about putting concrete on top of this, and there's a good reason for that, and I didn't know if you wanted to talk about why and what could happen.
Yeah, if you know technically, because I did hear some rumblings in that, and I also heard that that's what they did in Chernobyl, that water doesn't, eventually water may not work, and that then the next option is sand, and then the next option is cement, if I have it right.
Well, what they do is they've got to keep it cooled. There's no turning off the switch and stopping this activity that causes this heat. Now, when the thing blew up and we keep hearing about a hydrogen explosion, basically all that means is that water, which is hydrogen and oxygen, came in contact with something that was over 2,000 degrees, kind of like putting water on your iron. It just instantly turned to steam and exploded. Uh-huh. So that's what we had, was a water explosion. It ripped big holes in it. Now the question is, how compromised is it? Well, right now, spent fuel rods, by the way, the ones that have been used, taken out, and dropped in a pool to cool off, are the most toxic in a nuclear reactor. And there's thousands of these at the bottom of this big swimming pool, 40 feet deep. Now, the roof is off that building, and if you looked down, you could see them from a helicopter. Now, that's kind of a scary thought, because these things, if you were standing next, to give you how dangerous they are, if you were standing next to a spent fuel rod, in 10 minutes you'd be dead. That's how nasty they are. You'd be before you were dead in 10 minutes, you'd be bleeding from every opening in your body. It would be a horrible thing to go through for 10 minutes. That's how horrible these are. But what ends up happening, though, is if they can't keep those cool in that pool, they will heat up. And then if they melt, they begin to go down into the planet. Now, that's when we start having trouble, because they won't stop when they start that until they hit, they won't go to the center of the universe or of the planet, come out at the other end of China. What they'll do is they'll hit the permanent water table, and that will stop them only because that water table will be cooling them off. But you know what happens when you put water up against that iron that's 2,000 degrees or more? You have this instant explosion, and then the water explodes away from those fuel rods, and then the H2O in liquid form would come back against them, and then you would have these repeated boom, 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 one after another, as the water comes rushing back in after one explosion up against the fuel rod to cool it off again, and then it would explode with a big, huge hydrogen explosion, and that would just do it one after another, until those fuel rods could not cause that expansion to happen. And then after that happens, they would stop. And in the meantime, they've dropped through the planet, through the floor of that pool, and there's a hole. So the worst thing that you can have happen is one of these huge explosions, like a geyser out of a whale shooting up into the air, and you have the most toxic form of that core going up into the atmosphere. So what they would want to do, at least to keep it from coming out, is to pour that full of concrete. Now, in the meantime, if they have these things hitting the permanent water table, guess what's going to happen? You're going to contaminate the water, and nobody would have a clue where it would go, how bad it would be, you know, and how it would affect everybody. But it would not be, of course, very good. So we're facing, well, 3 Mile was not as bad as Chernobyl. Now we're not talking about one reactor, and that's just a whole nother problem.
Okay, we're going to go to a break here, and then when we come back, meanwhile, we'll try to get Benjamin on the line. Thank you, Dr. Waterman, for that explanation. I'd love to address it when we come back.
My name's John. I've been having problems with my blood pressure for years. My doctor's tried everything without much success. I heard about Extendivite from a friend and thought, why not give it a try? It's been 3 months now. My doctor's very pleased with how my blood pressure's finally coming down. I have a lot more energy than I've had in a long time. It's working for me.
For 12 years now, I've been helping people. My name is Don Wiskin, and I want you to know Extendivite works. If you're looking for more energy, or just want to be as healthy as you can, now is the time to join the growing list of real people benefiting from Extendivite. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Most Americans know the significance of July 4th, 1776. However, few know the importance of September 17th, 1787, the day the Constitution was written and adopted by our founders. Unfortunately, over 200 years later, this sacred document is under attack, along with our beloved Republic. Throughout the span of history, brave men and women have rallied behind banners, which have served as symbols of liberty against the forces of tyranny. Today, we have the Constitution Pride Flag to show our support for the Constitution, the Bill of Rights, freedom, liberty, and justice for we the people of the United States. Now available at www.1787flags.com. Get your very own Constitution Pride Flag today and receive a free pocket Constitution with your order. www.1787flags.com, the official website of the Constitution Pride Flag. That's www.1787flags.com.
Get free of harmful chemicals in your lawn, garden, or farm. Use the products proven to work and restore vigor to your important food crops. Increase hay yields as well as oils in seeds and grain. Check out AgGrand Natural Organic Fertilizers on our website, liquidorganicfertilizer.com. Learn how AgGrand's liquid organic fertilizers reduce costs while increasing yields. The products work great as a foliar feed and help offset problems caused by poor soil conditions. Call us at 1-800-579-0580 for more info. Converting to organic is fun and easy and is the best choice for your heirloom seeds. Take advantage of our liquid lime, sulfate of potash with kelp, liquid bone meal, and the menhaden fish 433 loaded with micronutrients. If you want better tomatoes, visit liquidorganicfertilizer.com. That is liquidorganicfertilizer.com for your garden, lawn, and farm.
You're listening to the future of talk. American Freedom Radio. This is American Freedom Radio.
Listen to the Vinnie Eastwood Show with Will. Live worldwide weekdays, 5 till 7 Central on American Freedom Radio.
Looking at you, I can read your mind. This is Gary. Project Camelot Whistleblower Radio, and we are on the air with Dr. John Waterman discussing the situation in Japan. And Dr. Waterman, by the way, for those who don't know, has a background in intelligence as well as is a naturopath and a homeopathic doctor, very qualified in this area. And he has a lot of different experience as well as, I guess you might say, some rather deep experience with the Patriot movement. So, and meanwhile, I did get a hold of Benjamin Fulford. He is out away from his phone at the moment. He asked that we give him about a half hour, and then he is going to join us. So in a half hour's time, we can try him on his phone number that he gave us. That's what he has said to me. So he has every intention of joining us, and that will be very exciting, I have to say, for all of us, because to get him right now during this disaster and under the circumstances, the kind of reporter he is and has been, you know, all his life, he's definitely one of those people who is you'd like to have on the ground at the time of anything of this nature. His experience is so vast in terms of the financial sector, the economics, the sort of the halls of power, if you will, the background with regard to the Illuminati and so on. He's really got a lot of information in that regard, and he's extremely well educated as well. So anyone who hasn't seen our interview with him, I actually think it's one of the better interviews with Benjamin Fulford out there, bar none, simply because we had a lot of time. We were in his home and had some time. Well, we were in actually the place we were staying, but we were in his home in Tokyo, in the sense that we were on his turf, and he had a lot of time to spend with us and really revealed all kinds of sides to himself that don't normally get out there. To get back to the matter at hand, though, Dr. Waterman, you were talking about how this process that they might go through to solve the problem. Do you really think that, I mean, the issue with the steam is, and actually one of the things I left off was the volcanic eruption on top of everything else. So,
yeah, that's right.
This actually can't be, made lightly of in if you look at the whole situation, because what I understood is that steam that could, you know, if they put water or whatever, however they approach it, if they put water on it and it turns to steam, then the volcanic eruption can also push the radiation out into the atmosphere. Right.
Right. What they have to do is keep water on it so that it never gets to the level of being exposed to the point of contact at, you know, 2,000 degrees with water and then exploding. Because, you know, if that water contacts something, imagine going to a steel plant where you're seeing them pour that really hot steel that's being, you know, melted. Imagine throwing a gallon bucket of water on it. It wouldn't just go sizzle and steam up. It would just literally explode. And that's what would happen when it gets out of control and they can't keep the water on it. Now, you know, we just recently, of course, had the Navy, U.S. Navy, I think, to bring a helicopter to drop water on it, but the radiation level was too high, and they're not going to do that. So then they were going to go with a special metropolitan fire hose cannon on a particular kind of apparatus like a tank, and they were going to shoot it through the hole of the building in there. Now, let me kind of give everybody kind of a perspective of this kind of problem. If these fuel rods that were spent in the bottom and are in the bottom of this swimming pool have to remain there for 5 years, when the water was working and it was going in and going out and circulating like it should, just how long do they think they're going to have to shoot a water cannon in there? And that's what I'm trying to get everybody to understand, is that I think, you know, we get one step and we think, oh, this is going to fix it, and then they're going to go over and put a key in the door and lock it up and everything will be fine. The problem, folks, is that these things will not quit getting hot, so there's going to have to be a constant cooling of them, and putting a water cannon in there is only to hold it steady till they come up with other solutions. It's kind of like a Band-Aid on something that needs stitches. You know, it's going to only be temporary, because those spent rods will not even be movable, usually, for years. So here we have this thing trying to temporarily cool it. What's the answer after that? That's really beyond my pay grade, that's for sure. But if they don't get that part done, then they're going to be backing off and letting the thing sink into the planet. When that happens, they know they've got problems. And when you start hearing about concrete, then you know basically all they're getting ready to do is fill in the hole so it doesn't go up in the air. At least they hope it won't. It's not a guarantee, but that's what they're hoping.
But it does go down into the ground.
Right.
Does it ever stop? I mean.
Yeah, it stops only when it gets cooled off. And that's going to happen when it hits the permanent water table in underneath. That could be 30 foot down. That could be 100 feet down. That could be 200 feet down. Presuming that they're already at the ocean, it could be pretty rapid. And the further down it is, the better the surface radiation, the better it would be for above ground, because the explosion would not come up and out. The closer to the top of the ground that water table is, the nastier it will be above it. And so more than likely, when you're at that sea level location that they're at, water tables aren't usually too far down. So there's not much room, and then there wouldn't even be much time if they start dropping. Now, we're just talking the worst scenario here, and because I really haven't heard, you know, step one is to do the water cannon, step two is to do this, step three is to fix, you know. They don't really know what they can do, and so they really haven't got step three and four and ready to permanently take care of this. And I think they're, you know, just going from hour to hour, minute by minute, trying to just you know, at least temporarily hold it from getting any worse. But they're failing at that. So if it happens that they just, you know, it's kind of like a retreat would be really dangerous. They would say, everybody get out, get away, go as far as you can. And then the guy leaves the engine running on this water cannon, gets in a Corvette, goes down the street as fast as he can, so when it explodes, he won't be in part of it. This is going to be, if it doesn't get under control, it's going to be really bad. But there are some concerns in the States that will be part of this radiation. There's all kinds of scams on, you know, detectors going off in California, which actually was in a new location that never existed on this radiation map that people have been looking at. So you've got to question that, if it's probably not even real, see. And so those are the kinds of things. And another thing is, what does radiation do, and what is it you're trying to do when you're trying to take these pills, okay? So there's so much agony and so much concern and misunderstanding, and I don't mean to say ignorance in a pejorative way, but just not knowing how it all works is a really hard game to play catch up with, you know, when people are really in this serious issue.
Well, yeah, and thank you. I do want you to address all of that, because you're in a very good position to address especially the health concerns and then how people might deal with it with a little more knowledge than most. And so that would be very important. But I want to get back to this issue in terms of the reactors. From what I understand, there are four reactors now that are melting down, basically, if I understood it correctly.
They're all compromised, yes.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and there's only one of them, I think it's number four, they said, that was exposed to the air the way you were talking. The other ones, the buildings are in various states. One of the buildings is not destroyed, and then one of the buildings is partially destroyed, and another building is the roof is gone, which is the one that has it exposed. The rods, I guess you call it. I think it's the rods. Maybe I have something else. I'm not sure. Anyway,
right.
And then I was told on the KPFK show today that the rods have a 30-year half-life, so to speak.
Well, that's real easy to answer about that. The first reactors that started going and having trouble had a different kind of fuel, and so their half-lives were shorter. And so that was kind of helpful for, you know, if you had wind blowing a certain direction, for it to, you know, take off the half-lives would be very rapid. But then the others have a different kind of fuel. Now they're involved, and yes, their half-lives are 30 years. So now we're really not talking about how far will it drop in potency, you know, after it crosses, you know, the country of Japan or goes to the West Coast, because it won't make any difference. It's still going to be.
Hello?
We have a mix. Yeah, yes.
Okay, at least at my end you broke up. I never know if this is happening with everyone, but what was that last bit that you just said?
Is mixed with the earlier stuff, which was a much rapid half-life. You're having a huge mix now. And now you just might as well say, hey, the thing that we have to deal with is a contamination of radiation with the thing that's involved with the others. And you're not going to be able to separate it out. So
right.
Now, you know, no matter how far it goes, no matter how long it takes to get there, it certainly can go around the planet with the winds by that time several times. So we have we just might as worrying about half-lives, because it's going to be an issue. However potent it is, how much we get released, those are questions, and how to detect that. Oh, boy. Now we're talking about, you know, are we getting information from them? Now, I can tell you, Carrie, that I met with two nights ago, I met with a board representative of the food people that I consult with that does long-term storage food with my company. And they have emergency supplies, too. And our supplies have that kind of detection stuff. So I recommended two of the fellows that are executives happen to be in Ecuador as we speak, but the rest of the people there are on the West Coast near you. And they're going to take equipment, and they're going to go to the fields where the suppliers of the food is for the company, and they're going to set these out, and they're going to start checking for radiation levels. You know, it's really hard to trust other things that you see and whether or not they're real, whether the government's telling you the truth. So, Carrie, I'll keep you updated, but you're only going to be one mouth away from what's happening from the ground crew. So we're going to have the information. It's just going to be about a week before we probably have anything.
Now, I did, George Err, who I don't know his work all that well, but I have a girlfriend who pays quite a bit of attention to his financial page. And he had quite an interesting overview of the situation. He was okay, we're gonna go to commercial. We'll be right back.
Your natural organic herbal formula for heart health is Heart and Body Extract.
My name is Stan, and I'm 68 years old, and I live in Vermont. In the spring of 2003, I started to have
problems with my heart. It felt like my heart was pounding, made me feel breathless. I tried many, many different things to try to get some help for myself. Nothing did anything.
Heart and Body Extract is very powerful, very effective, and works quickly.
I saw one of Sharon's ads and ordered Heart and Body Extract. I noticed a difference quickly, within days. The episodes became less frequent, and by a month, I completely vanished.
Usually, you find a 30-day or 60-day guarantee. Heart and Body Extract comes with a lifetime 100% ironclad money-back guarantee. Details at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305. Call 866-295-5305. 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract.
A very wealthy U.S. citizen is predicting that in 2011, we will witness the most important day in America in more than 50 years. He says that it will change everything about our lives, the way you shop, travel, invest, educate your children, and even how you take care of your health and your family. This man has made some outrageous predictions over the years, but the crazy part is that he's usually right. He predicted the collapse of GM, Fannie Mae, Freddie Mac, and America's biggest mall owner a few years ago. In fact, called his work a dire prophecy. This has nothing to do with the stock market, but it could have a huge impact on almost every aspect of your life. And recently, he created a video, which you can watch online for free, detailing his biggest and most important prediction yet. And here's a real eye-opener. He explains everything you need to know, including simple steps you can take to protect yourself. You can find the video at endofamerica4.com, endofamerica4.com, endofamerica4.com.
Are you suffering from issues related to angina pain, high blood pressure, congestive heart failure, unbalanced cholesterol, irregular heartbeats, clogged arteries? If so, you are not alone. Millions of people are suffering from one or more of these problems. If you'd like to live your life free of sickness, pain, and fear, live your life with increased vitality, energy, and youthfulness, and experience your body healing itself, then this might be the most important message you'll ever hear. An effective 100% organic nutritional supplement is now available. Heart and Body Extract is an exclusive formula of wild-crafted and organic herbs. It is extremely effective and starts to work within days. Get your Heart and Body Extract today by visiting heartandbody.com or by calling 866-295-5305, 866-295-5305, or heartandbody.com.
News and information you can trust. This is American Freedom Radio. Freedom, freedom, American Freedom Radio. Radio. American Freedom Radio.
Freedom Files. Freedom Files. Weekdays. Files.
Monday through Friday from 3 to 5 p.m. Central.
On American Freedom Radio. Radio.
Project Camelot, Whistleblower Radio, and we are live with Benjamin Fulford, I believe, in Tokyo, Japan, and Dr. John Waterman here in the U.S. Benjamin, are you with us?
Yes.
Wonderful. Wonderful to hear your voice. So it is so kind of you to come on the show. I'm very interested in hearing your take on what's going on.
Okay, well, what we're witnessing now is a case of psychological warfare, and you can see it in a complete disconnect between the hysterical reporting by certain American and international corporate media outlets versus, say, Chinese, Russian, or Japanese government media, or pronouncements by the Japanese government itself. It's a question of, it's a case of fear-mongering. They're trying to use their old tools, the cabal, the Bilderbergers, the Council on Foreign Relations, all these people. They use fear and panic to control populations, and they're trying to do that now. And the reason I believe this to be the case is that for the past several years, there's been a very top-secret international effort to cut off all financing to the warmongering faction, what you call the neocons, the people who wanted to invade Iraq and kill more than a million people and steal oil. You know, the people who attacked Indonesia with a earthquake weapon in order to seize their oil fields. What's happened is that the world's ultra-wealthy and bankers who are moral people have decided they've had enough of these people's behavior, and so what was happening is they were being cut off. Nobody would do business with them. And they required, they were running their thing on debt. They didn't have their own money. And they've run out of money. And so, for that reason, they attacked Japan with an earthquake weapon. I don't know if it's HAARP or if it's an underwater explosion or if it's something, an apparatus by Wilhelm Reich, but it was clearly not a natural tsunami, an earthquake. And you can verify this by taking a look at the Ogasawara Island chain. If it was a conventional tsunami, those islands would have been hit. In fact, they were not. They had only like 30-centimeter waves. So something blocked the tsunami at that point. So we're dealing with some very specialized, high-level warfare with two sides, one side defending and one attacking. And then back here, I mean, that much you can check and verify scientifically by just examining the data. But here on the ground, it's a battle of hearts and minds. We have people connected to the U.S. Embassy going around spreading rumors, trying to sow panic. They have some guy saying he's from Chernobyl going around with a fake Geiger counter saying that, look at this, it's way off the charts. In fact, it's right now the radiation in Tokyo is normal. It's not above, you know, anything dangerous. It's a question of trying to get these people off the backs of the people of the planet. And the American people are among their greatest victims. I mean, they've been doing this for a while. They basically looted your economy, destroyed it, and then they were going to move on to, and they did the same to Japan. They came here and they killed prime ministers and they used military threats to force them to dismantle their successful economic model and hand over all their savings. And now they're going to do the same to China. The Chinese were smart enough to say, no, you know, we don't want this. And now there's a group of them in India. We have the 24 members of the Rockefeller clan hiding in an underground bunker in India, and Warren Buffett and Bill Gates and all those guys saying, hey, well, we'll make India the next China, you know. Just listen to us. Well, people don't trust them anymore. Their track record is one of repeated broken promises. They function somewhat like a heroin dealer. You know, the first few samples are free. They make you feel good. But then you got to pay, and if you don't, you get withdrawal symptoms. You know, this is how they function. And these are very high-level bankers. These are people at the very top of the world's banking system. Unfortunately, a majority of ethical bankers, including people within the BIS and all the Bilderberg and all these groups that appear in conspiracy theory, are working with us and saying, no, we've had enough of this amoral, destructive behavior. And so I think we're close to the end game, but it's not over till it's over. I've seen reports that a lot of the bad guys, what do you want to call them, have fled to an underground base in Denver. And they think they're going to be safe there, but no, because what they don't realize is that even their underlings in the military, even the goons they've hired, hate them at this point. And so, if there's a man with a gun near them, they're not safe. They've basically worn out their welcome on this planet. What we're offering them as a last chance is to, you know, appear before a Truth and Reconciliation Committee to explain what they were doing and why they were doing it. And, you know, rather than take revenge, because they still can cause a lot of mayhem, we just, you know, let them retire and quiet and just, you know, give up the reins of power so that we can have world peace. It's a price worth paying. I mean, revenge is a never-ending spiral, you know, and it's better to, at some point, just create a blank slate and say, okay, what's past is past, and it's finished. This is their last chance. I mean, they've really got nowhere on this planet to hide anymore. They're not welcome anywhere, absolutely nowhere, and this is a fact, and they know it.
Right.
And I'll name some specific names of individuals who need to be questioned and who need to be who need to appear before the media and explain what they've been doing. These include, of course,
so
David Rockefeller.
Benjamin, we're going to have to go to commercial right here. We'll be right back. Thank you so much for that. We'll be back in just a moment.
A very wealthy U.S. citizen is predicting that in 2011, we will witness the most important day in America in more than 50 years. He says that it will change everything about our lives, the way you shop, travel, invest, educate your children, and even how you take care of your health and your family. This man has made some outrageous predictions over the years, but the crazy part is that he's usually right. He predicted the collapse of GM, Fannie Mae, Freddie Mac, and America's biggest mall owner a few years ago. In fact, Barron's called his work a dire prophecy. This has nothing to do with the stock market, but it could have a huge impact on almost every aspect of your life. And recently, he created a video, which you can watch online for free, detailing his biggest and most important prediction yet. And here's a real eye-opener. He explains everything you need to know, including simple steps you can take to protect yourself. You can find the video at endofamerica4.com, endofamerica4.com, endofamerica4.com.
Heart-related health problems affect millions of people each year. Maybe you're one of the many who suffer from issues related to angina pain, high blood pressure, congestive heart failure, unbalanced cholesterol, irregular heartbeat, or clogged arteries. There is a solution that doesn't involve expensive prescription drugs that only mask the problem and leave you with horrible side effects. If you are ready to live your life free of sickness, pain, and fear, live your life with increased vitality, energy, and youthfulness, and experience your body healing itself, then you're ready for Heart and Body Extract from Healthy Hearts Club. Heart and Body Extract has a 23-year proven track record of using certified organic herbs that make up an excellent formula to balance and support the heart and circulatory system. In as little as 2 weeks, you can feel amazing results when your 2-month supply of Heart and Body Extract today. Call 1-866-295-5305 or go to hbextract.com.
Welcome.
We're now in the approach phase. Everything looking good.
Lead control out. Control is good. 5. Roger, copy. 3. 2. 1. Okay.
Prepare your mind to experience American Freedom Radio.
Okay, this is Carrie Cassidy, Camelot, Whistleblower Radio, and we are talking to Benjamin Fulford and Dr. John Waterman about the situation in Japan. Benjamin, are you still with us?
Yes, I'm here.
Great. What I'd like to do, though, is address some of the issues that are happening in Japan at this moment. The news we're getting is that there are 4 reactors that are at certain levels of a meltdown, and that the situation is not being easily contained, and that for what at least is being told to the media is that
the people on the ground there are not really experienced and did not plan for any kind of a level of an event of this nature, which to me, when somebody builds a nuclear power plant, it seems like a no-brainer that you would plan for, you know, huge earth change events, especially in light of the kinds of changes we've already had happening here gradually through the last 10 years, let's say, on the planet.
All right, I'd like to point out that these reactors were built by General Electric, which is controlled by the Rockefeller family, specifically Jay Rockefeller, that engineers working for them quit because they thought the design was dangerous. Furthermore, I'd like to mention that a senior agent of Rockefeller here, I won't name him, but I can, privately, off the record, give you his name and information, said that they were planning to build 500 nuclear reactors in China and then attack them with earthquake weapons in order to depopulate China. Now, this is clearly an act of high-level sabotage, but it is also being accompanied by fear-mongering and panic-mongering and exaggerated, reporting. The Japanese government has evacuated people from it's told people in a 30-kilometer radius to stay indoors. And if there was a real danger, they would start evacuating people. However, again, we need to find out exactly who or what was behind this. There's another interesting thing. There's a company called Higashi Nihon Housing, and their stock price has been rising radically for the past month. Now, Japan has 3 million empty houses. It has a shrinking population. So it doesn't make sense for the stock in a housing company to rise dramatically in just a month unless there were some insiders who knew that there was going to be an attack that would destroy houses. And again, the possibility of sabotage at these plants needs to be looked into. But of course, I recommend that the Japanese government allow in experts from all over the world to offer, the latest and best advice and to, immediately bring in whatever necessary equipment is needed to prevent this from becoming a worse disaster than it has already been. So we know everything needs to be done possible to minimize the damage. But at the same time, panic mongering does not help. And exaggerated media reports, from certain U.S. media outlets are downright propaganda, and the journalists here in Japan who have been found to be spreading lies and panic will be asked to leave the country because they're obviously not journalists, they're propagandists if they're not reporting the facts, when they're reporting lies. And this is not something that can be tolerated.
All right, I just want to brace everyone because we are going to have another commercial. We started at the top of the hour, and this simply the way it goes here. After 5 minutes in, they go to commercials, short commercial, and then we'll have a much longer time to get into all of this, Benjamin. We do understand that there are some dire health issues happening, and that the radiation. As a result of also the volcano erupting. And I wonder if you're suggesting that the tsunami and the volcano, in other words, do you feel that this earthquake was helped along by the powers that be? We'll have to answer this after the commercial.
Now you and your family and friends can enjoy the cleanest, most delicious, and healthy drinking water anytime, even while traveling, camping, at sporting events, or in emergency situations. The Berkeleyite removes bacteria, cysts, parasites, and harmful chemicals to below detectable levels. It also reduces nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury, while leaving in the beneficial and nutritional minerals your body needs. Berkeleyite is so powerful, it can even purify raw, untreated water from remote lakes and streams. And the optional PF2 filters even remove fluoride. The Berkeleyite LED, with its rechargeable lighting system, can be used as a nightlight or a camp light. To view or purchase your Berkey water system and replacement filters, please visit American Freedom Radio's website at AmericanFreedomRadio.com and click the Berkey banner. Once again, that's AmericanFreedomRadio.com and click the Berkey Water banner. Not yet available in Iowa.
Extend your life with Are you or someone you know suffering from high blood pressure, cholesterol, or chest pains? Are you looking for a more natural way to overcome these health challenges? Extendivite is made from herbs known to help with these symptoms. Made from garlic, cayenne, hawthorn, and four other herbs, Extendivite goes to work detoxifying heavy metals and killing fungus and virus to enhance your overall health. For only $69.95 plus shipping and handling for a two-month supply of either capsules or liquid, you too can begin on your path to better health. For more information, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
What makes AMSOIL motorcycle oils so good? Customers say they can actually feel the heat reduction. Shifting becomes smooth and clutches last longer. Throttle response improves while more power goes to the wheels. AMSOIL Advanced Motorcycle Oils last twice the manufacturer's interval and are guaranteed. When you order through AmericanFreedomRadio.com, 100% of the proceeds go to the network. Try this. Click on the AMSOIL link, look up the motorcycle oils, then download the motorcycle oil white paper to see how the competition compares. AMSOIL synthetic lubricants and filters are the most advanced products on the market today. American Freedom Radio wants you to experience how AMSOIL saves you money on fuel, saves you time on maintenance, and extends the life of your bike. But performance is what keeps customers coming back. Dare to compare. Enter AMSOIL's site by clicking the banner at AmericanFreedomRadio.com.
Welcome to the world's meeting place. American.
It's practically narcotic.
Freedom.
Oh, yes. I like very much.
Radio.
You're an American institution.
American Freedom Radio.
Truth Brigade Radio. Live Monday through Friday, 7 to 9 p.m. Only on AmericanFreedomRadio.com. The truth has just gotten hotter.
Now I've been happy lately, thinking about the good things to come, and I believe it could be something good has begun. Oh, I've been smiling lately, dreaming about the world at one, and I believe it could be someday it's going to come. Out on the edge of darkness, there I
see. This is Carrie Cassidy, Project Camelot, Whistleblower Radio, and we are talking with Benjamin Fulford, who is on the ground in Tokyo, Japan, and giving us a report as well as a commentary to accompany that report, and it's very, very valuable information. If people will listen carefully, I believe that you will take away some different perspectives here. And Dr. John Waterman is on the line as well. And thank you, Dr. Waterman, for being patient with us. And if you have anything to address Ben on, feel free to sort of step in here. And I wouldn't mind at all.
Well, that'd be great. Hi, Ben. This is Dr. Waterman. I got a question for you and a comment. What I've observed of the reactions of the Japanese people has been encouraging, and I want to say that from the standpoint of what I've seen, because their behavior has kind of made the behavior during the Katrina event kind of shameful. I mean, I'm not seeing any reports of looting. I don't know that there is any. But I'm not seeing any either in, you know, anything that's posted in the internet or mainstream. And so, you know, I think that's teaching the world a lesson how people of Japan are. And I've seen some things that have been pretty impressive. And so I'm not really sensing, I guess, or seeing that they are panicked. And so I was kind of wondering where that might be coming from, or where is that?
Well, my understanding of Katrina, and this is going to be hard for a lot of you to understand because it's your own government, was that it was an exercise, a rehearsal, to see what would happen if it would be possible to gather up large amounts of American citizens and put them in concentration camps in the event of a disaster. In other words, the government response in the U.S. was so horrible because it was not really an effort to help disaster victims so much as a military rehearsal for martial law. And any properly functioning government should be able to, in an emergency, provide, you know, the minimum of help. And, you know, the Japanese have been, you know, Japan is the most earthquake-prone nation on Earth, and so they've been very ready for this kind of disaster. And I want to get back to the point I was making earlier. I did receive multiple threats, one from a self-described KGB MI6 agent by the name of Slasha Moore, another from a self-described Japanese security police operator by the name of Shiramine, that Japan would be attacked with earthquake weapons and the Pacific Ring of Fire would be set on fire if, you know, we didn't start handing over money again to the military-industrial, the neocon faction. And so there were threats of such an attack before it happened. And there are multiple witnesses and emails and other bits of evidence I can present to make that true.
Benjamin, yeah, I think that's a good point. Thank you for bringing that up, and that's very interesting behind-the-scenes information. What I was thinking was that it, from what I understand, that the agenda, that population elimination agenda, so to speak, has not been very effective, and it appears that they've had to go to some desperate measures. And this situation in Japan, people are saying in New Zealand, the Christchurch earthquake was also a targeted hit.
Okay, this is what I heard from U.S. military intelligence. There was a weather warfare expert, an earthquake warfare expert by the name of Thad Allen, T-H-A-D Allen. He used to be with the U.S. military. He's now with the RAND Corporation. He was in Christchurch, New Zealand, with eight congressmen, and they all left exactly 2 hours before the earthquake. So, you know, that's a strong indication that this was not some kind of natural event. I've also heard from some Australian connections of mine that the same group of people, they're expecting something like 1 million refugees from the United States. That is to say, when the American Christian and Jewish and other people of genuine faith realized that they had living within their midst a million people who actually worshipped the god Lucifer or Satan, and that they were doing horrible things like kidnapping children, that these people would be told quite clearly they are no longer welcome in the United States, and they know they've got to find somewhere to escape to. And that's why they were asking if they could move to the South Island. They're also trying to get Tasmania, and they were told no. And because they feel like they're cornered rats, I believe this is why they attacked Japan. So what the American people need to do is immediately start some hearings to find out exactly who these people are and what they were planning. This is a faction. Most of them are of Khazarian ancestry, and that's the same ancestry as the Ashkenazi Jews, but they're not Jewish, okay? They're not of the Jewish faith. You have to start some hearings and find out who these people are, where they are, and what they're doing. And, you know, most of us who's reading our news on the Internet at this point are aware of things like the Council on Foreign Relations and the Bilderberger Group, and their names are publicly available. A lot of the people in these groups are good people, but a lot of them apparently were part of a group that wanted to, they've been in direct contact with us. They wanted to have a population of 500 million people. The way they put it is, we want a smaller, better-run planet. And they told me, I have tape recordings of these conversations and stuff. They told me they wanted to, you know, eliminate the population, that war didn't do it very well, so they were going to try disease and starvation. And there's plenty of credible scientific evidence out there and that they created HIV, they created SARS.
Right.
You know, and they also, there's a World Bank report making it very clear that they paid huge subsidies to farmers to turn their crops into energy instead of food, and that was the cause of the starvation crisis a couple years ago. So there's a clear trail of evidence. That is a group of people, and they're from this earth. They're not aliens. They're not reptiles. They're human beings who were trying to kill billions of people. And they're in positions of very high power. They're concentrated in, at the very tip-top of the military, at the very tip-top of the Vatican, in the British royal family, in the Congress.
Benjamin, you know, this is our Camelot audience is very well aware
of
this.
Getting back to the situation here in Japan.
I actually want to ask you about Korea, because right before this happened, there were war games going on. The U.S. had ships over there near Korea, and the North and South Korea were coming very close to what appeared to be maybe a warlike situation. And I'm wondering whether there is a link-up with this event.
There is a link-up in the sense that these people are trying, you know, they've been trying to start World War III, you know, very desperately for quite a few years now, and the reason why is if they can get a giant war going, then, you know, they're in their element, mayhem and warfare and chaos, and they can keep themselves in power.
But let me ask you in terms of why did they target that particular area of Japan? Because isn't that a lesser populated area than most other parts of Japan?
Well, here's something you can also verify that does not make sense from a scientific perspective. I mentioned it earlier, but my understanding is the attack was actually directed at Tokyo and was deflected somehow. And if you look at the map of where the tsunami hit, you see there's an island chain called the Ogasawara Islands, and they should have been in the line of the tsunami, but they were not. It stopped dead there. There was nothing in Tokyo. There was some shaking. It knocked a couple books off my shelf. But that was the extent of it. So, you know, I believe they actually were aiming for Tokyo. I also got sent by Leo Zagami, who is a self-described Satanist, a photograph of a tsunami hitting a bunch of skyscrapers. You know, a drawing, I should say. So I'm pretty sure it was aimed at Tokyo and somehow got deflected.
That's very possible. I would say there seemed to be a lot of potential for us, the tsunami, to go out from Japan, from the center point, and yet that also seemed to be deflected. So there could be, you know, added evidence there.
Yeah, no, it's a clear sign that there's what we're experiencing is not normal, natural phenomena. And this is something that scientists should really investigate. They should go out there and try to find out why didn't the tsunami hit, you know, other places. That is a very important issue because, and the other thing that really people need to look at is how important is psychological warfare in such a situation? Because it's possible that if you get a high enough threshold of panic that some events may be self-fulfilling. A good example was this French mathematician who did some calculations. He figured out the day of his own death, and when that day came around, he was so scared he committed suicide. So I'm just wondering if there's some kind of way that mass psychology, since all this stuff needs to be investigated, it's a whole new era for people to study. But
I think that's a very good point. I think that Dr. Waterman is in a position to evaluate to some degree that aspect because of his background and training in the intelligence world. He is not in that world at the moment, but he was trained in that aspect of things.
Well, what Dr. do you Waterman, know about earthquake and tsunami weapons? Dr. Waterman.
Okay, I was in the chat room. I got kind of caught off guard there. Carrie, what was it you wanted me to comment on?
Well, psychological warfare, how useful and how potent that is as part of this this sort of attack. If you take
the idea that if this was even a natural occurrence on any level, and then augmented and pushed higher, so to speak, to become the sort of debacle that it has, then the psychological warfare that the media is a part of, and so on. Do you want to?
Well, it helps. I think it helps them support their agenda. There's no doubt about that. Psychological warfare is always at play, too, prior to events. So it'd be interesting in retrospect to soon be looking, you know, at what was going on prior. Was sales and stock of potassium iodide going up? Was there other agendas geopolitically happening? You know, and I think we're going to start seeing a picture again. You know, one of the things we have to remember is that they might be making it sound more disastrous, and I'm not there. I don't know for sure, although we're trying to figure it out, you know, by bits and pieces. And if they want to make it more disastrous than it is, it would be logical to assume they would do that from the standpoint of the fact that the Federal Reserve, the debt of China, or debt in China and Japan, China is the biggest now, the Federal Reserve would like them to, so to speak, you know, have the American people pay the bill. And so we do that by giving them supplies and so forth. And that takes the central banks off the hook.
Yeah, I'm directly involved in all that stuff. So let me tell you what's been going on behind the scenes. The Federal Reserve Board has been, you know, going on repeated begging missions to China for quite a few years. What happened with the Lehman shock was that in 2008, the Federal Reserve faction in the U.S. Got cut off. They said, you know, your credit is no longer good. And that's why if you look at, for example, Japanese export statistics from that time, you'll see like a 76% year-on-year drop in car exports to the U.S. In other words, they could no longer write checks and buy stuff. They had to pay cash. What happened after that was they sent a high-level delegation to China and said, look, it's all going to be different with Obama. It's all going to change. We're going to mend our ways. You know, we're going to stop the Iraq war. We're, you know. And so the Chinese, they gave them a year's worth of extra credit. And then since that time, it's been a kind of a back and forth. So, you know, and they've been doing stuff like they took all this giant machinery made out of silverware that they designed for the Manhattan Project, melted it down, sold the silver. They went and took Canada's gold stocks and sold that. It's like a junkie going to the pawn shop and selling everything he's got to keep his habit going. And what's happened is that they've come pretty well close to the end of their tether now. They're not getting any more finance, and they've run out of stuff to sell. And that's why they started resorting to threats and violence, saying, well, if you don't give us money, we'll destroy the planet. And that's why it's very, very important for the American people to identify these specific individuals who are making these threats and remove them from the command structure of your military establishment. And they know who they are. We know who they are. And so do they. And there's enough people, good guys, in the military now. They know that they have to go and find George Bush Sr. and get him out of communication with his subordinates. You have to get Henry Kissinger. Do the same. Put him in isolation. You have to look at...
Okay, well, easier said than done. I want to say here, though that there's a person writing in our chat room, Benjamin, saying that potassium iodide supplier in Canada provided the South Korean government with huge amounts of KI prior to this Japan event by KI.
Oh, well, that's exactly the sort of thing that proves that this was a premeditated attack on Japan.
Right,
and if that's true, there's some of your forensics, financial forensics, that might tell you a story if that's true.
But and, yeah, that's true.
Also links in the Korea angle because again, I just intuitively I sense that there's something going on here between China, Korea, and Japan, and the U.S. that somebody was not happy about something and therefore resorted to this craziness, and everyone's paying for it, obviously.
Yeah.
And so I'm just throwing that out there for people to start making those links up, connecting the dots.
Well, it's a power struggle, right? And there is a large group of Koreans in North and South Korea saying, hey, you know, we shouldn't be pointing a million guns at each other. We're from the same family. And so let's make peace. And then there's the people who've been, you know, receiving large amounts of money by being part of this whole military charade who say, oh, well, I'm going to lose my rice bowl. I can't do that. And so the same in Japan. There's a large group of people who've been paid large amounts of money to keep this whole system going. And they require fear and enemies and stuff in order to justify their large budgets and their large salaries and all their toys. So it is a financial thing, and a lot of people's livelihoods are at stake. And
okay, we're going to be right back.
Now you and your family and friends can enjoy the cleanest, most delicious, and healthy drinking water anytime, even while traveling, camping, at sporting events, or in emergency situations. The Berkeleyite removes bacteria, cysts, parasites, and harmful chemicals to below detectable levels. It also reduces nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury, while leaving in the beneficial and nutritional minerals your body needs. Berkeleyite is so powerful, it can even purify raw, untreated water from remote lakes and streams. And the optional PF2 filters even remove fluoride. The Berkeleyite LED, with its rechargeable lighting system, can be used as a nightlight or a camp light. To view or purchase your Berkey water system and replacement filters, please visit American Freedom Radio's website at AmericanFreedomRadio.com and click the Berkey banner. Once again, that's AmericanFreedomRadio.com and click the Berkey water banner. Not yet available in Iowa.
The First Amendment in the Bill of Rights limits the government's power by ensuring freedom of speech and preserves the rights of the people. Every day that passes, our rights gradually slip away. It's time to take a stand and let the government know that we are tired of losing our rights. LibertyStickers.com will allow you to express your rights and allow millions of people to see you stand up for what you believe in. LibertyStickers.com carries the largest selection of bumper stickers online, ranging from political to humorous. As always, you can find your favorite stickers that protest the war and the president. Don't see what you're looking for? Liberty Stickers will custom make stickers that will get your message across for all Americans to see. Go to LibertyStickers.com and see pre-made stickers that will get everyone talking. That's LibertyStickers.com or call 877-873-9626. Liberty Stickers, the world's most dangerous stickers.
Get free of harmful chemicals in your lawn, garden, or farm. Use the products proven to work and restore vigor to your important food crops. Increase hay yields, as well as oils in seeds and grain. Check out AgGrand Natural Organic Fertilizers on our website, liquidorganicfertilizer.com. Learn how AgGrand's liquid organic fertilizers reduce costs while increasing yields. The products work great as a foliar feed and help offset problems caused by poor soil conditions. Call us at 1-800-579-0580 for more info. Converting to organic is fun and easy and is the best choice for your heirloom seeds. Take advantage of our liquid lime, sulfate of potash with kelp, liquid bone meal, and the menhaden fish 433 loaded with micronutrients. If you want better tomatoes, visit liquidorganicfertilizer.com. That is liquidorganicfertilizer.com for your garden, lawn, and farm.
Online, all the time, your gateway to the world.
AFR
American Freedom Radio.
Give it to them.
Freedom Files.
Freedom Files.
Weekday.
Monday through Friday from 3 to 5 p.m. Central.
On American Freedom Radio.
Radio.
Must be some kind of way out of here. Say that jump.
the thief.
Okay.
There's too much confusion.
Harry Cassidy, Project Camelot, Whistleblower Radio, and we are talking to Benjamin Fulford and Dr. John Waterman. All about the situation in Japan and the more far-reaching aspects of it. What I want to ask now, Benjamin, since you have this incredible background, having been a columnist for the or a reporter for Forbes magazine way back when, as well as for various Japanese publications through the years, I wonder if you can address who benefits. Who benefits by attacking Japan in this way, do you think?
Well, it's a question of trying to maintain a power structure that has been in existence since the end of World War II. And the people who benefit are the big oil corporations, some of the Wall Street banks, and
but
also
is
there's
there
always
anything?
Been a war between the nuclear power industry and the oil industry over control of energy, because energy is 70% of the economy. If you control the energy, you control the society, basically. So it's also about sheer raw power. And attacking the nuclear plants and making them seem dangerous and unsafe is a good way to keep people, you know, addicted to oil. So,
okay, now that's a very perceptive statement. I think that that's a great line of inquiry right there.
And, you know, I've also, there's plenty of evidence that, there's so many unanswered questions about the Chernobyl incident. Nuclear power was just going gung-ho, it was spreading everywhere. And then the Chernobyl incident came, and some unnamed technicians who still haven't been identified carried out 7 steps. All, you know, very unnatural. And if any one of those steps had not been carried out, the meltdown wouldn't have occurred. So you have to ask yourself, again, who benefits? Well, as soon as that accident happened, all construction of nuclear power plants worldwide just ground to a stop. And again, so it's the oil and the coal guys who make money from that. So you have to ask, was that sabotage? Was that economic sabotage? Because you've got to remember, we're talking hundreds of billions of dollars here. In with that, and if you have that much money, you can hire plenty of, you know, special forces and saboteurs and whatever, you know.
Well, there's I'm getting evidence sent to me that there was a move to put oil in or to get drill for oil in New Zealand, and that part of the reason they. Did the earthquake in that particular area of New Zealand was because they planned to put in oil fields or something there. This is what I'm being told.
Yeah, this could well be because, I mean, clearly I've had from U.S. military intelligence sources, testimony that the tsunami, an earthquake attack on Indonesia, was designed to get the oil rights in that part of the country. And you got to remember, there was a U.S. fleet standing by before the tsunami hit with aid equipment and everything else. But so they have been known, I mean, the oil companies do use sheer violence in order to seize oil. I mean, Iraq is the most blatant example. You know, that's something that they can't hide. I mean, it's just right out there.
Yeah. But they're also, I mean, Dr. Waterman, could you weigh in on this? Do you happen to feel any way, one way or another, in terms of this approach about the oil versus nuclear power?
Well, anytime you've got money involved in these things, they're always trying to, I don't care if they are money hungry, the most important thing that people do when they're in power is try to protect their enterprise, try to protect their empire. So the oil empire is going to continue to try and protect theirs. The nuclear power industry is going to continue to try and protect theirs. Now, really, those that lead those industries are lieutenants to a bigger agenda, and the big agenda is, of course, not to ever allow us to have any kind of energy business, which, by the way, represents about 70% of the employment in America anyway. And so when you have the energy industry taken over by free energy, they would just take all their power away. There's never going to be a time when they'll ever get rid of all the nukes, all the oil. And, you know, it just depends on what your opinion is about all that. And I know it comes very emotionally and from all different kinds of directions. I'm one that does not believe in peak oil. I am also one that believes in the fact that, you know, there's a bunch of stupid mistakes being made by both industries, and that's the cause of a lot of this problem. You know, it's just a mess. In fact, you know, when you start talking about what Fulford was talking about in the Ring of Fire, it was Chile, February of 2010, had the 8.8. And if you look at the Pacific Ocean like a clock dial, it was over about at the 5 o'clock. And then you swing around to about the 8 o'clock, and you have the New Zealand quake on the February 11th or February of this year. And then it was 6.3, and then you go up to about the 11 o'clock hour, and now you've got the Japanese earthquake at March. And so if I were if I were placing a bet in Las Vegas, I'd be saying the next one's going to be at 2 o'clock, which puts it right into the North American continent.
Well, the same people who threatened me did say that the New Madrid Fault Zone was next. And that, okay. I believe, is in the southwestern U.S.?
No, that's right by Kansas, right down the middle of the country.
Right. That's what they told me they would hit next.
Yeah. There have been rumblings about that, although Cliff High is talking about something in California, I believe, an earthquake.
That's another possibility, because there are also talks about, you know, sinking California into the ocean, you know.
I'd anticipate that it's going to probably cause issues, you know, up there around California. And some of the things that always happens right before earthquakes has been happening. They've had a massive fish kill and a die-off at Redonda Beach. There's been a massive fish, a die-off in Mexico. Whales are moving in close to San Diego, and they're all out of whack. And so all those geomagnetic things are always
coming. Let's ask Benjamin if there were any some of those effects happening in Japan prior to the earthquake.
Yeah, that'd be good.
You know, to be honest, not directly. It was happening on a very different level. It was happening at the level of high finance, not at the level of the actual equipment. There were threats being made and counter threats, and I was told. I mean, I gave to the Japanese police a list of senior agents here who were working for the oil lobby and those people. And I was told that because I had exposed their network in Japan, that there were going to be terrible consequences. So apparently, this is what the consequences were. But there was nothing in terms of natural phenomena. The other thing I'd like to point out, again, is the HAARP facilities, and you know where they are, and you know where the underground bases are, and it wouldn't take a lot, I think, to just put them out of commission. The underground bases, all you got to do is cut off their air supply, and that's it, you know. And the HAARP facilities, you know, just people inside have to say, hey, why are we working for these insane people? And they just, you know, turn the key and turn the thing off, you know. It's a question. That's why it's psychological warfare. If enough people in the military and other organizations change their minds and say, hey, you know what, I don't think I like what these guys are doing. I know I'm supposed to obey orders, but, you know, there's a certain point, such as killing millions of innocent civilians for no good reason, where military orders should be disobeyed. I mean, it's got to be very extreme, but I think we're at that level.
Okay, what if you just go up another level, though, and you look at the a coalescing of power, which this one world government, and there's a very strong effort on that behalf, even to the detriment of the United States, so that the United States is at the end of the gun barrel in many cases in regard to that, at least certain aspects of it.
All right.
What happens here is we've got certain countries being hit one right after the other. There were some incredible electrical storms over Australia and the incredible flooding. I mean, if you start looking at it, at the whole world map as sort of a domino effect, and you've got China had a major earthquake out in the provinces, right? And in terms of trying to hit certain countries to come on board with an agenda.
Okay. All right, first of all, there's a couple of things you need to understand. One is that there has always been a world government, or there have been for years, and it's just been kept secret.
I agree with that.
And the other thing is that we do all live on the same planet, and that means we need a certain minimum set of global rules. And that means, for example, that if a country, you know, causes harm to another country, instead of starting a war, they should be a place where they could sue them, you know, and do it in a court of law without resorting to war. We all share the same environment, we breathe the same air, and we live in the same ecology. So we all have an interest in making sure we keep the air clean and the ecology healthy. And we all also share an interest in making sure that there's no starving people out there. So some kind of minimum, non-centralized set of rules so that we can live together in peace are necessary. But what these New World Order guys were after was something much more radical. They wanted a centralized, absolute fascist dictatorship with a single kind of god-king type leader, a pharaoh or whatever, and with an elite living like kings and the majority, you know, living like slaves. And this model of world government is something that I don't believe anybody except the people who would be at the top are interested in. And that's what our group has been fighting against. You're saying, yeah, we need, you know, we all live in the same planet, and it's certain neighborhood rules we all have to obey. But no, we're not going to sit around and obey some, you know, huge central government in Beijing or wherever, you know. We're an independent, sovereign people, and we have our own lifestyles we want to live. And as long as we don't commit crimes, we should be able to continue to do that. Unfortunately, the U.S. has been committing crimes worldwide, and this has nothing to do with the American people, but you have to address the leadership group that has, you know, put out these arcane publications like Foreign Affairs, where they try to create some kind of, you know, convoluted justification for aggression and theft. And so you have to attack them intellectually, you have to attack them legally, and as a very extreme last resort, you need to, you know, arrest them. You need to have some kind of threat of force in the background within the frame of law saying, hey, if you're going to go around killing people, we're going to put you in jail. This is the bare minimum that the American people need to realize if they want to be, you know, live peacefully on the planet with the rest of us.
I agree. But to get back to this situation in Japan, Benjamin, because it was targeted, if you buy into the idea that it might have been targeted, there's a couple things to look at. One is I happen to watch earthquakes around the world and have been doing for many years. Honshu, Japan, has always been a weak spot. It has had lots and lots of earthquakes, and it actually some quite large ones throughout the time. And so if you're going to target a place, this is just for the listeners as well, with a HAARP weapon or an electromagnet scalar weapon, then you're going to look for a weakness that already exists. You're not going to create a new one necessarily. So this is taking advantage of a weakness, and a 9-point earthquake is just humongous. Okay.
Yeah.
But again, back when the original atom bombs were hurled at Japan, that was also a move to get Japan into line with an agenda. And so perhaps we can look at this as a similar effort. Would you say?
It's also worth noting that according to U.S. government declassified documents from the 1950s, they were planning at the end of World War II to hit Japan with earthquake weapons. At the time, according to these U.S. government documents, it was to be underground explosions that would set it off. But anyway,
So,
agenda,
so
But in terms of the agenda, I mean, the agenda as, in other words, a one-world government that is more or less with Nazis, you know, a Nazi sort of at the helm, is obviously the program.
Well, there was two programs. One program was to have...
I'm sorry, we're going to a commercial. We'll be right back, and please hold that thought and pick it up when we come back.
My name's John. I've been having problems with my blood pressure for years. My doctor's tried everything without much success. I heard about Extendivite from a friend and thought, why not give it a try? It's been 3 months now. My doctor's very pleased with how my blood pressure's finally coming down. I have a lot more energy than I've had in a long time. It's working for me.
For 12 years now, I've been helping people. My name is Don Wiskin, and I want you to know Extendivite works. If you're looking for more energy, or just want to be as healthy as you can, now is the time to join the growing list of real people benefiting from Extendivite. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Most Americans know the significance of July 4th, 1776. However, few know the importance of September 17th, 1787, the day the Constitution was written and adopted by our founders. Unfortunately, over 200 years later, this sacred document is under attack, along with our beloved Republic. Throughout the span of history, brave men and women have rallied behind banners, which have served as symbols of liberty against the forces of tyranny. Today, we have the Constitution Pride flag to show our support for the Constitution, the Bill of Rights, freedom, liberty, and justice for we the people of the United States. Now available at www.1787flags.com. Get your very own Constitution Pride flag today and receive a free pocket Constitution with your order. www.1787flags.com, the official website of the Constitution Pride flag. That's www.1787flags.com.
Are you suffering from issues related to angina pain, high blood pressure, congestive heart failure, unbalanced cholesterol, irregular heartbeats, clogged arteries? If so, you are not alone. Millions of people are suffering from one or more of these problems. If you'd like to live your life free of sickness, pain, and fear, live your life with increased vitality, energy, and youthfulness, and experience your body healing itself, then this might be the most important message you'll ever hear. An effective 100% organic nutritional supplement is now available. Heart and Body Extract is an exclusive formula of wild-crafted and organic herbs. It is extremely effective and starts to work within days. Get your Heart and Body Extract today by visiting heartandbody.com or by calling 866-295-5305, 866-295-5305, or heartandbody.com.
No rules, no rules, no taboo topics,
no taboo topics,
no fear of doom,
no fear of doom.
We are American Freedom Radio,
American Freedom Radio.
Dark, funny, and mind-bending news. PSYOP Radio with Mac White and Smiles Lewis, Sundays at 7 to 9 p.m. Central, only on American Freedom Radio.
Cassidy, Project Camelot, Whistleblower Radio. And we are talking to Benjamin Fulford and Dr. John Waterman. Benjamin, could you pick up on your thought that you were interrupted right when...
Different groups worked with different plans for world government. There was one group that was centered on the old royal families, including some of the European royal families. And their plan was to have... the old money and the old royal families acting as like constitutional guardians, and then the United Nations was supposed to be like a world parliament. And so it would be something like Thailand, where you have a parliament that does the day-to-day running of the country, and then you have in the background the old sort of structure, the kings and all that stuff, who don't actively participate, but if there's an emergency, they step in. And this group supported President Kennedy. They gave him a bunch of gold to back his new Kennedy dollars. And Kennedy was assassinated, and the leader of this group, President Sukarno, was also deposed. And other members of the group, like Marcos from the Philippines and the Shah of Iran, were removed from power.
Right.
And the group led by George Bush Sr., who were Nazis, wanted instead the fascist world government. And they've been pushing their agenda ever since, and there's been a group that has been trying to stop them ever since. So this is high-level warfare over control of the financial system. But I think we all, or most of us, agree we don't want a Nazi totalitarian world government, even if we can discuss the details of what alternative arrangements we need to have to live together on this planet in a harmonious manner. The 9-1-1 attacks were also directly related to this because they were told, the people at the Federal Reserve Board, the Nazi faction, were told, hey, you've got a check coming due. You issued this bond. It's come due. It's backed by gold that we gave you. We want you to give the gold back. And if you don't, we're going to put you in jail for fraud. And that first bond that came due was on September 12, 2001. So obviously what they did was they took the gold and they hid it in California, and they blew up the World Trade Center and the Building 7 to hide the evidence, and they say, hey, if you want to take your gold, you just try, buddy. It was sort of like acting like a thug, not like a proper law-abiding country. And so, again, the warfare over control of the world's financial system has continued unabated ever since. And most people living in North America who have to rely on propaganda, corporate media for a lot of their overseas news, learn of things like the oil price suddenly went up, or there's a Lehman shock, or something like that. They don't see the whole picture, or there's an earthquake.
Benjamin, I wonder if you might want to touch on the money in the Philippines and the role that Japan plays in that. Because I wonder if that is got anything to do with why they might hit Japan at this time.
Well, yeah. No, what's happened is, you see, the gold, the dollar, U.S. dollar is made in different parts of the world. It's never been a U.S. dollar since 1913. And they manufacture it in China, in Japan, and Indonesia, and other places. And what's happened is the U.S. dollar is owned by everybody except the fascist faction are now backed by gold. And nobody has been willing to hand over gold to the Nazi faction, and that's why they've been threatening, say, "Hey, you got to give us gold. You owe us, buddy. We." And so it has a lot to do. The gold has been piled up in several different locations, in the Philippines and Indonesia, and I've heard, although I can't confirm, under the ocean in the Bermuda Triangle. And all they do is they have the GPS location of the gold. A lot of it, by the way, in the past few years has been shipped around the world. A bunch of it's in safes in Switzerland. The Saudi family, the oil family, they have a bunch hidden away. People around the world have been buying gold and stashing it. And it's all been part of this campaign to replace the fiat-based U.S. dollar with an international gold-based dollar, and then the American people can issue their own currency controlled by the Congress for their own, uses, and they would have their own real U.S. dollar as opposed to a fake international, an international dollar called a U.S. dollar, but which hasn't been a U.S. dollar for 100 years.
Okay, we have a very short period of time now. We have 5 minutes or less. Dr. Waterman, you wanted to just announce a couple important people that you're having on your shows, your radio show in the next couple days. So I'd like to allow you to do that. And then if there's anything, any last-minute comments that you, Ben, would like to make, then let's do that and see if we can put it in that 5 minutes.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, that won't take long. I'm going to be interviewing Timothy Good on Thursday, the 17th this month, and that's on argusogradio.org, as we say it in America, not Arkusog Radio. And so that will be at noon Eastern time, Thursday. And then Thursday the 31st, I will be interviewing Peter Lavenda. And these two events, I think, are going to be what we're going to be talking about is going to be really, really important, I think. We're going to be talking about some influential covert programs that have been hidden up till now. So this is going to be pretty interesting, and it's all a prelude to the April 3rd secret space program event in Amsterdam. So I just thought I might mention that. You can get the information. I'll be posting it at thewatermanfiles.com. So
okay, so Benjamin, thank you, Dr. Waterman. We have to move along very quickly now, even though the music is playing underneath.
Yeah. Just tell everybody, you know, that if this, the U.S. is going to be the next target, and anybody who's in a position to stop one of these people from using those earthquake machines, please do so for the sake of humanity. We've had enough destruction.
Thank you. Thank you, Benjamin Fulford, for coming on the show and for sharing your views. Very important information, and I really appreciate it. Hope we can do this again sometime soon. And Dr. Waterman, you too, and thank you both for coming on the show today. This is Project Camelot Whistleblower Radio.
No rules, no rules, no taboo topics,
no taboo topics,
no fear of doom,
no fear of doom.
We are American Freedom Radio,
American Freedom Radio.
A very wealthy U.S. citizen is predicting that in 2011, we will witness the most important day in America in more than 50 years. He says that it will change everything about our lives, the way you shop, travel, invest, educate your children, and even how you take care of your health and your family. This man has made some outrageous predictions over the years, but the crazy part is that he's usually right. He predicted the collapse of GM, Fannie Mae, Freddie Mac, and America's biggest mall owner a few years ago. In fact, Barron's called his work a dire prophecy. This has nothing to do with the stock market, but it could have a huge impact on almost every aspect of your life. And recently, he created a video, which you can watch online for free, detailing his biggest and most important prediction yet. And here's a real eye-opener. He explains everything you need to know, including simple steps you can take to protect yourself. You can find the video at endofamerica4.com, endofamerica4.com, endofamerica4.com.
Heart-related health problems affect millions of people each year. Maybe you're one of the many who suffer from issues related to angina pain, high blood pressure, congestive heart failure, unbalanced cholesterol, irregular heartbeat, or clogged arteries. There is a solution that doesn't involve expensive prescription drugs that only mask the problem and leave you with horrible side effects. If you are ready to live your life free of sickness, pain, and fear, live your life with increased vitality, energy, and youthfulness, and experience your body healing itself, then you're ready for Heart and Body Extract from Healthy Hearts Club. Heart and Body Extract has a 23-year proven track record of using certified organic herbs that make up an excellent formula to balance and support the heart and circulatory system. In as little as 2 weeks, you can feel amazing results when your 2-month supply of Heart and Body Extract today. Call 1-866-295-5305 or go to hbextract.com.
Welcome.
We're now in the approach phase. Everything looking good.
Leading to remove the all out.
Prepare your mind to experience American Freedom Radio.